It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
5 years ago, I had terrible insomnia after a traumatic head injury, and one of the formulas that really worked well for me to get some decent deep sleep was CBD hemp oil, cannabidiol, a substance found in cannabis sativa. Cannabis? You'd say, oh my gosh, Dr. Suzanne is off her rockers now. She's recommending marijuana. No, I don't mean that weed that gets you high. Today on Nature Secrets, I'm going to clear up a lot of confusion about what CBD oil, hemp oil, is all about. Yes, I've been prescribing CBD hemp oil for its natural healing properties to treat anxiety, insomnia, and pain and inflammation. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural component found in the cannabis sativa plant. CBD is a non-psychoactive cannabinoid found within cannabis, meaning it doesn't make you high. The high effect comes from a different component in cannabis called THC, tetrahydrocannabidiol. Now, there are actually over 60 cannabinoids found in cannabis sativa plant, 60 different, and these strains have varying levels of both CBD and THC. So the cannabis comes in different varieties, and two being mainly hemp and marijuana. Now, view them like cousins in the plant world. They're basically the same type of plant, but they're farmed in different ways in the way they are used. For instance, hemp can be grown for industrial use, like textiles, you know, things like paper, etc. I actually have shirts that's been made from hemp plant. It's also grown, hemp is also grown for medicinal use. It's farmed differently, and the plant grows very tall and skinny, with the stalks being strong and the main component of the harvest, which is, again, the stalk. Now, marijuana is grown to bud. Those little flowers and buds, that's what have the high levels of THC. With CBD hemp oil, which I recommend, it comes from just the leaves and the hemp stalk of the plant, not the buds of the marijuana. So it is clearly different. CBD oil is clearly different, and it will not make you high. And because it's from the stalks and leaves, then the U.S. government considers it as a food or nutritional supplement. It is totally legal in all 50 states to be able to use CBD hemp oil. Now, there's also, although that CBD hemp oil may have a very minimal amount of THC, as low as like 0.3%, it's so low that the industry believes that it's really not a problem. So, did you know that the human body actually produces its own natural cannabinoid chemicals? We produce it within our own body, and it plays a role in regulating pleasure, appetite, inflammation, pain, and the different senses. Cannabinoids such as CBD can work along with those natural chemicals using the same cannabinoid receptors in the brain. Now, this is how CBD aids with pain management, as well as nerve protection and anti-anxiety effect. Now, through history, our bodies have evolved to have natural cannabinoid receptors located in our heart, our reproductive system, throughout our immune system, and in the brain. And they're particularly dense in our brain, which is probably why the CBD is capable of passing through the blood-brain barrier. That's super important because most chemicals cannot pass through the blood-brain barrier, and CBD oil can. And these receptors are part of a system called endocannabidiol system. Now, between these receptors, we've got these neurotransmitters who are also part of the endocannabidiol system. And I know there's a lot of scientific words, but the studies are basically showing this, that CBD is a proven solution to address pain, insomnia, anxiety, and even epilepsy, even seizures and neurological disorders. It has a great anti-inflammatory effect, protects our nerves, and there's a lot of credible anecdotal points that's actually pointing towards the CBD oil used for cancer. One of the other things that they're doing nowadays, there are these clinical trials focused on the use of CBD oil. And there's this one formula called Sativex, and it's like an oral mouth spray that actually combines both THC and CBD in a drug focused on treating neuropathic pain, that's nerve pain and muscular spasticity associated with cancer and multiple sclerosis. So it's already available, in fact, in Europe and Canada and United Kingdom, and I'm sure it's going to be coming out here soon. Another CBD-based medication is Epidiolex, and it's currently being tested for two forms of severe childhood epilepsy. And there's a huge amount of patients now going through different locations using, this is a study now, using the Epidiolex. And so it's something, if you are having trouble, it might be something with severe, or your child has severe childhood epilepsy, you might want to look for that study, and maybe your doctor can help you. So I want to talk to you that CBD oil also, how has it come in? The one that I use is the liquid that you put under the tongue, but there's ingestibles such as supplements, capsules, and liposomal delivery, and even gum, chewing gum, that has CBD oil in it. Also, there's the topical form where you can put it on as oils and creams. And I've even seen it as shampoos and skincare products. So, you know, before any supplement, though, do consult with your doctor before using CBD oil. Now, you really want to ensure the product is organic and also made from a reputable company, because nowadays, now that CBD oil has become really popular in terms of the potential medical effects, a lot of inexperienced distributors are out there pitching products that contain a lot of contaminants, such as pesticides and solvents, or they are not in the correct percentages in the extracts as they claim to be, and so it doesn't even work. So one of the particular items I like to use is made by Quiksilver Scientific. Now, one of my good friends, Dr. Christopher Shade formulated the CBD oil with this very unique liposomal delivery system, which allows a much higher absorption ability. So you need less amount of it because to get the best health benefits. In fact, they say that with the liposomal delivery, you get 5 to 10-fold greater absorption than other forms of oils that you might be taking through, you know, the gut, like you're eating it or ingesting it. Now, for anxiety and sleep issues, I recommend to my patients 2 to 4 pumps under the tongue, and make sure you allow it to bathe throughout your oral cavity. And for 2 minutes, you got to keep it in your mouth. And you can swallow. And for pain, which you need higher levels, you definitely need to take maybe about the double amount. You know, I personally use the Quiksilver CBD oil for my insomnia. I said to you earlier, it was really the thing that really helped me. And I use just a 2 to 3 pumps, and boom, within like 4 or 5 minutes, I'm already relaxing. And of course, again, there's no high feeling. You don't feel at all but relaxed and ready to go to sleep. Now, aside from being a benefits of CBD oil, I love hemp seeds because you can use it for food. I like it even better than flaxseed because it's super anti-inflammatory. It boosts your immune system, and it's incredibly nutritionally dense. So I also eat the hemp hearts. You can find that. Make sure it's all organic, of course, and you can put it in your salad recipes, trail mix, and I put it in my green smoothies. It's gluten-free and has a real delicious nutty flavor, and it's a great source of omega-3s, as well as amino acids, magnesium, fiber, iron, and zinc. It also boosts your cardiovascular health, and we all need fatty acids, more fatty acids, and these are the healthy kinds, the omega-3s, of course. And, you know, I've had my young patients love it so much. They literally, you know, want it in their hand. They just eat it straight out of their hand using their tongue. It's so cute. You've got to all try it. So again, before you try your CBD hemp oil, do a little research, discuss it with your doctor, and see if it may be right for you in addressing your anxiety, insomnia, inflammation, and pain. It really may be the perfect formula to help you with your chronic symptoms. I know it did for my sleeplessness. All right, until next time, go out there and have a blast. Live your best life full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate wellness today. This is Dr. Suzanne on Wellness for Life, Radio MD. Stay well.